This is Senator Bob Dole. Tip O'Neill's got a travesty of a trade bill, and Ted Kennedy's on the spot. In a moment, Ted and I will face off. Ted, I can remember a time when Democrats were all for creating jobs and building a strong, competitive America. You didn't always go about it in the right way, but at least I think your hearts were in the right place. Well, those days are gone forever. Now you Democrats are too busy building barriers to free trade to worry about the loss of American jobs. It seems Tip O'Neill would rather manufacture an election issue than lend a hand to our hard-pressed workers and businessmen and women. In the Senate, Ted, I'm working to strengthen our competitive edge and open foreign markets to American producers. We can give President Reagan the tools to break down trade barriers without a trade war where everyone loses. That's the way to go in our best tradition of fair play and playing to win.
Bob, it's always interesting to see which side of the trade issue you'll come down on next. But you picked the wrong side today. Only a few weeks ago on Face Off, you called for tough U.S. action against unfair trade practices by Japan. Now, when Democrats in Congress are doing something about the problem, when even the Republican leadership in the House has its own plan for action, you suddenly get cold feet because the Reagan administration doesn't want us to do anything. 6 years of doing nothing is long enough, Bob. Our trade deficit was a disgraceful $148 billion last year. It may well be worse off in 1986. Free trade is fine, so long as it doesn't mean a free ride for our fair-weather trading partners. They don't deserve to reap huge profits from open U.S. markets, Bob, if they continue to slam their own doors on U.S. goods. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on a new initiative in Congress against apartheid in South Africa. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.